This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Been breaking down LSU baseball as I get ready for NCAA tournament action, starting in Baton Rouge on Friday to help us talk about that and all things going on in college baseball. D1Baseball.com SEC writer Mark Etheridge joining us right now. Mark, how the heck's it been going, man?
You know, it was a long week in Hoover. I fought a sinus infection through the week, so my voice was going in and out. My ears are popping. I've got all that. But, you know, I watched as much baseball as I could stand. We got a new field of 64 that we waited all year for, and I'm as fired up as I can be trying to fight through this stuff.
Yeah, I'm curious, Mark, with the new format in the SEC tournament, the single elimination, how were the crowds for the showing out there? Was it affected at all, you felt, by it just being a single elimination tournament?
I think maybe early in the week there might have been a little bit of impact, but certainly as the week went on, there were great crowds. Certainly having LSU there, having Tennessee there, Ole Miss brought a bunch of fans. As the week went on, it was really good, and there were some great atmospheres too. I mean, it wasn't just a lot of people; they were really into it. And I came away kind of feeling pretty good about it. I wasn't sure going in,
right?
But I like the fact that the teams that really don't have a ton to gain, that they aren't stuck there all week playing a bunch of games that are kind of meaningless. However, the teams that do have something to gain, like we saw with Ole Miss, like we saw with Tennessee, they get multiple games against good teams and can really boost their profiles and accomplish something. And that's probably something I didn't expect. You know, you think about the bubble teams that like A&M, that really need to play a lot of games and go on a run. Well, what about the teams that are just outside the hosting mix? That's what we saw with Ole Miss and Tennessee, because they were not going to host if they go in and lose their first game in Hoover. But both of them had success, and as a result, they're playing at home this week.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's just like the bubble to get into the tournament. There's also the bubble to get a host. And the SEC getting 8 regional hosts this year, Mark. I know that Jay had kind of mentioned it felt like the minimum, Jay Johnson, when he was talking about just the league. 13 SEC teams in the bracket as well. I want to get your thoughts before we get into the LSU regional and the Baton Rouge regional. You know, which of these SEC teams, as far as the hosts go, which of those 8 teams do you think got the toughest draw? Steve and I were going a little bit back and forth about it earlier. We think that a couple of these teams, I think Arkansas got a little bit of a tough draw with Kansas and Creighton. I think that, you know, they're super heavily favored on sports betting sites to win that region, but Kansas is a really good team. I think that if you're looking at Ole Miss, getting Georgia Tech and Western Kentucky in their regional is tough as well. So even though that they got the 10 seed, then the committee didn't do them any favors with who they got. Just want to get your thoughts on which of these SEC hosts you think has the toughest draw.
Yeah, of those, I would probably say Ole Miss, because it's a very offensive regional. Georgia Tech and Western Kentucky are both really offensive clubs, and so is Ole Miss, to be honest. And then the four seed, Murray State, that's an offensive club, and that's not going to be an easy game. It's one of those where, you know, you're tempted not to throw Hunter Elliott, their ace, but, boy, you are taking a risk if you don't. So I do feel like that's a tough one. Among the SEC hosts, I think Tennessee's is intriguing as well. Wake Forest is one of those teams. That's the two seed there. Preseason, you know, top 15 kind of club. Hasn't lived up to expectations, but supremely talented. Lots of pro players on that roster. He's kind of like Tennessee, right? The teams that are very talented but have not really lived up to the billing. Whichever team can put it together and have that big weekend, and we've seen Tennessee struggle at home. So I do think that's an interesting one. And Cincinnati's the three seed there. They're really aggressive. And you recall how Tennessee handled the running game against Kentucky. Well, they didn't handle it. And Cincinnati, should they meet, is going to try to do the exact same thing.
And just curious, Mark, too, looking at the bracket, do you feel like anybody was put too high? And was there any team that was left off the list that you feel kind of got snubbed?
I thought Coastal Carolina should have been higher. They got the 13 seed. They did host the Sun Belt champion, both regular season and tournament. We felt like they were closer to that 8, 9, 10 range than 13. I feel like, as a whole, the committee did a pretty good job. I'm usually the guy who's slinging arrows, you know, this week, and I had a hard time finding things to really get fired up about. I felt like Connecticut was a team that probably should have been in the field but wasn't. But I really couldn't find a suitable team to displace, right? So it was just one of those where we actually had more quality teams than we had spots because of some of the stolen bids. Nebraska won the Big Ten. That stole a bid. East Carolina won the American. That stole a bid. Western Kentucky, a team that played their way into the field and actually won the automatic bid, might have got in anyway. They had an RPI 41, but if they would have lost early in their tournament, they wouldn't have got in. And in Cal Poly, out in the Big West Conference, won the automatic bid. Had they exited early in their tournament, they wouldn't have been in. And that really squeezed it and kept some teams like maybe Troy, Virginia, Southeastern Louisiana, Connecticut, Xavier. Those kind of clubs would have had a better chance had those things not happened.
Mark, your general thoughts on the Baton Rouge Regional, bringing in two-seeded Dallas Baptist, who went 40-16 this year. They didn't win the Conference USA tournament, but they were the Conference USA regular season champions, 16-7 on the road. LSU played them back in February, about 3 months ago, and they won that game. But Jace said multiple times that it felt like a billion years ago, and teams change week to week, much less month to month. So they're a different team. They're a really good offense. Your thoughts on them? You know, Rhode Island coming in, the champions out of the Atlantic 10 Conference, is the three-seed. And the regional, and then Little Rock, the champions out of the Ohio Valley Conference, who had a very strange story, losing 13 of 14 games to end the year, but then they went 5 straight to win their conference tournament and get to the postseason. Your thoughts on the draw? I know that a lot of folks have kind of mentioned and pointed out that it's a favorable draw for LSU in the Baton Rouge Regional.
Well, certainly the 2-seed Dallas Baptist is a challenge. That's a good team. They're used to playing in regionals. It's everyone is going to be challenged going into Alec Box at night. I feel like Dallas Baptist will too, but having a more veteran team, people who've been through it before, that gives them maybe a leg up on some of the other mid-majors that might hop through there. I do feel like Rhode Island is arguably the lowest 3-seed. So that would be a break. And you mentioned Little Rock. I mean, they finished 6th in an 18 conference in the regular season. They have the lowest RPI in the field. It's an easy 4-seed. So it's kind of one of those things where I do feel like the 2-seed is competent and can give LSU some trouble. But other than that, I'm not terribly concerned about LSU's chances to break through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
LSU taking on Little Rock, 2 o'clock on Friday. How much do you know about LSU's opponent going into this matchup?
What was that again? Sorry.
Just how much you know about this Little Rock team that LSU's about to face in their opening round?
Yeah, I mean, last year they were much better, and they lost a ton off that team. And so last year was the year we really thought they would make it to a regional, and they didn't. And then, so this year is kind of a surprise. It's found money, so to speak. So I do feel like that it's one of these teams that certainly has nothing to lose. They'll be really excited to come play in an SEC venue like this. I know that they played Arkansas, but it's different in the postseason. I mean, the stakes are so high. You're seeing, weekend starters, and your season continues for every game that you win. So I do feel like, they'll be letting it hang out and take some chances and try to shock the world, but I don't like the odds of picking them certainly in that building against that team. And I don't know who LSU is going to throw. Jay usually throws one of his best pitchers regardless of the opponent. Remember, Skeens pitched against Tulane. We'll see what happens. What if he goes Anderson or Ianson or shakes it up and goes with someone else and holds those guys for later.
Mark, we had a caller that called in and made a really good point that, yes, the committee did do a good job as far as getting the right teams in the field and the right hosts and everything like that. But do you think that the kind of brackets are a little bit lopsided as far as like the left side of the bracket that will enter one bracket in Omaha versus the right side, where on the left side you have Vanderbilt and Southern Miss, Florida State, Oregon State, UNC, Oregon, Coastal Carolina, and Auburn is the host. And then on the opposite side, Texas, UCLA, Ole Miss, Georgia, LSU, Clemson, Tennessee and Arkansas. It just feels like the potential to have, one Omaha bracket be like Arkansas and LSU, one of Ole Miss or Georgia and then Texas. It just feels like maybe the right side of the bracket's a little bit more heavy loaded.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's, you never really know how it's going to play out, but certainly it has a chance to end up that way. I do feel like, you could have, four SEC teams on one side of the bracket. We almost had that last year. We had three out of the four in the same bracket. And certainly with that many teams, certainly six of the top eight, you're talking about a strong chance to have an SEC loaded CWS. And certainly they could all be on the same side of the bracket, which would be weird. The other thing I would point out is I really like what North Carolina did this weekend. They rolled through the ACC tournament, knocked off Florida State and Clemson, and they're playing as well as anybody. In my opinion, if any non-SEC team is going to take home the trophy and break that stranglehold, it's going to be North Carolina.
I watched them drub like Clemson in that ACC tournament final, Mark, and I was supremely impressed with UNC. But at the same time, I'm not super knowledgeable about Clemson either, but they just didn't look very impressive in that matchup. I can't tell if that was more of UNC looking fantastic or maybe Clemson had just kind of run out of the gas at the end of the ACC tournament there.
Yeah. I mean, I think Clemson was kind of run out of pitching, but you got to hand it to North Carolina. I mean, once they got up, they really, really kept scoring, extending the lead. And the thing that impressed me so much about them against Florida State is just whatever they needed to do, they did it. They weren't flustered. They didn't get bothered when FSU made runs. It's a veteran club. they're used to playing big games. They're used to having success. And I think they're one of the teams to beat nationally.
So, Mark, my last question for you. I saw this stat on ESPN the other day that since the tournament changed in 1999, it's 400 regionals. It's a large sample size that you can take from. 67% of regional hosts get to the second round. So it's about on average, you know, if you could put it mathematically, 12 teams, maybe like around 11 teams basically get to the super regionals that are regional hosts. So every year there's around 5 or 6 regional hosts that lose their regional. I know that there are some potential obvious answers, quote unquote, but which of these regional hosts do you expect to kind of be on upset alert this weekend?
I think you have to start with Coastal Carolina, who drew Florida. Nothing against Coastal, but Florida, you know how they played the latter half of the year. Kevin O'Sullivan's done such a great job. I feel like that's certainly one. I think Ole Miss could be on upset alert. They had a great week. They got Georgia Tech. A lot of people felt they were going to host anyway. Danny Hall, their head coach, is in his final year. You know how that kind of stuff works. That would be another one I would watch. And certainly Southern Miss hosting Alabama and Miami and Columbia, I think that's a pretty balanced regional. And certainly Southern Miss has got a great shot, but it's going to be challenging for them as well.
Mark, definitely appreciate your time, man. Hope you start feeling better. Drink a little bourbon. It'll help you get the throat, throat going.
Yeah, I need to. It's been a struggle all week.
Appreciate your time anyway, Mark. You're the man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Mark.
Mark
Etheridge, D1Baseball.com, SEC writer. What a dude. You heard him struggling there with his voice a little bit, so didn't want to extend his stay with us. But a shout-out to Mark for giving us some time.
Yeah, Mark's fantastic. All the D1 guys are, and I was really keeping up with their postseason projections as well. They almost had it on the money, Steve. They almost got 64-64 correct with their projection. Whew. It was very, very close. It was like the bubble team. I think UConn they had in the field, and I think UConn may have been the highest RPI team to miss the field. The D1 guys know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. They're fantastic. So, thanks to Mark for his time, because he's been definitely tripping it out all week with Hoover and then all the stuff that they were doing this weekend, kind of projecting the tournament field.
Rest up, Mark, for the regionals. Get well, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.